This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, we spoke to Paul before six. He's a teacher at a school, and one of his colleagues, another fellow teacher, is called Miss Clements. She's a right card. She's full of hilarious jokes, like moving Paul's car to make him think that it was stolen. Oh, hilarious. How we laughed. So, Paul, Mr. Hopkin, wants revenge on Mrs. Clements. I love this.
They're like big kids.
They're nice teachers.
Honestly.
So, fair enough, Paul. We made a call, a chapper's revenge call earlier, to Mrs. Clements. This is what happened.
Hello?
Can I speak to Mrs. Clements, please?
Yes, this is Mrs. Clements speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, my name's Mark. My son Robert's in your geography class.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I'm just calling because we've got a little bit of a problem with Robert.
Right.
Bit difficult to know how to say this, but he's got a bit of a crush on you.
Really?
Yeah, have you not noticed?
No, I haven't.
He talks about you quite a lot to both me and his mum. His bedroom's like a shrine.
Oh my goodness. In what way?
Do you know, photos, posters, that sort of stuff?
Well, I'm really rather shocked.
You hadn't noticed?
No, not at all. Nothing to show at school.
Well, to be honest, that's a bit of a relief then, because I was hoping that, you know, he hadn't done anything silly in class or anything.
No, not at all.
Okay,
no.
Good. It's a bit tricky though, isn't it?
Yes, but, well, obviously, yes.
Because, I mean, both me and his mum obviously understand that you are an authority figure to him, and you sort of need respect, don't you?
Yes, of course, yes.
But at the same time, he's at that difficult age, and we don't really want to harm his self-confidence or, you know... if he suffers a knockback, then it could do all sorts of funny things to him.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, good. Because me and my wife, Laura, we really want to sort this out before it gets out of hand.
Yes. What can I do to help?
Well, from us talking, I think the best thing is we'd really like you to go out on a date with Robert this weekend.
I'm sorry, I couldn't possibly do that.
Why, you're busy both nights. Either day's fine, it'll be,
No, you've got me wrong. I'm sorry, you know, I am Robert's teacher. I'm not here to go out on a date with him.
But if we... We'll talk to Robert, we'll explain to him that he really should be looking at a girl his own age and not his teacher, but, you know, from your part, if you would actually go out on a date with him Friday or Saturday night, and then we can kind of sort of tackle the problem from both ends...
This is outrageous. I don't think you realise what you're suggesting.
But what harm would it do?
Well, I'm his teacher.
But we'll tell him that he really can't have a long-term relationship with his teacher, but I don't quite see what's wrong with letting him have you for just, say, a few hours.
I just can't believe that you're phoning me like this. I just don't know where you're coming from. I'm a married woman. I'm his teacher. Really, really concerned about what you're proposing.
Please, Mrs. Clements, is the money the problem? Because don't worry, we've brought him up properly. You know, he'll pay for the first date. He'll be a proper gentleman.
I don't think you're understanding the situation here at all. The money's not a problem.
What is your problem, then?
There's no way, as a teacher, I'm going to go out with Robert. I'm his teacher.
If you don't mind me saying, I think you're being very selfish about this. Very, very selfish. Unbelievably selfish.
I just can't believe that you're saying that.
I'm not asking you to marry him. All I'm saying, not even anything illegal. I'm just saying, go out, have dinner, couple of drinks, get off with him if you want, make out with him if you want. It's all fine.
I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless.
Friday night?
No, I don't think you're hearing me. I really don't think you're hearing me. The answer is no.
You're not free Friday night, Saturday?
No, I'm not.
Saturday night?
No. Now, look, I think you and your wife should come in and discuss this with me and the head teacher, because this is just ridiculous.
It'll just be you and the head teacher, will it?
Yes.
Will Mr. Hopkin be there as well?
Why would Mr. Hopkin be there?
Well, Mrs. Clements, it was him that put me up to this. It's actually Radio 1 here. Mr. Hopkin wanted some revenge. Robert hasn't really got a crush on you.
You're joking. I'll kill him! when I see him. You really got me going then. I can't believe.
Just think yourself lucky you said no. You didn't want to talk for him. The Brits 2006.